partners, this here is Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. I'm your podcasting hostess with the mostest, your Mems Wrangler extraordinaire, Amelia Dalton from EEJournal.com. And folks, I do hope you have your spurs locked on tight, your saddle equipped with the newest context-aware sensors, and your O-scope is spit-cleaned and polished, because we're headed to the Mems Corral, and it might get messy. My guest this week is Karen Lightman from the Mems Executive Congress. Ever wonder where real Mems business takes place? At the Mems Executive Congress, that's where. Join me as I chat with one of the smartest, coolest, and Mems savviest ladies in all of EE. Hi, Karen. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, it's always, always, always a pleasure to talk with you, Amelia. Thank you.
So I'm excited that it's this time of year again, Mems Executive Congress time. So, Karen, tell my audience what the Mems Executive Congress is, just in case they are new to Fish Fry, and what kind of new stuff you have lined up for this year's Congress.
Well, I am so excited because every year it's different, but this year we've improved upon the improvements. And so this year is our 10-year anniversary. We've been doing this for 10 years, which I can't believe. Mems Executive Congress, it is the place where the business of Mems comes together. And it's the movers and shakers, the decision makers, the key senior executives of the Mems and sensors industry that come together to talk about the business of Mems. And the way we do that is we have for the U.S. one, I would say about 250 attendees worldwide, and we pull together fantastic content, hearing from the entire ecosystem of Mems and sensors, focusing on what the challenges are from a business perspective, how to create that level of excitement and engagement with the audience. We do a lot of breaks, which I think is really conducive to the networking, and we have really nice social events that I think we'll talk about a little later, and we find that it creates this fantastic cocktail, if you will, of all the right people with the right conversation at the right place at the right time, and business gets made. I hear time and time again about deals that are done based on the contacts and the networking that's made at the Executive Congress. So I'm so thrilled that I'm here to celebrate year number 10.
Now, I am a huge fan of the Mems and Sensors Technology Showcase. Now, can you give us any hints about who is in the running this year?
I cannot name names just yet, but what I can tell you is that it's going to be tough. I mean, some years we look at the list. This is our fourth year doing it, I believe, and some years we'll look at the list, we're like, okay, this is not bad, you know, this could be entertaining. Last year was really awesome, and this year is going to be even more. We're going to have, because it's the year of the wearable, and it seems to be the year of the drone, and so we've got wearable drones as a potential. We've got stuff in sports and fitness wearables. We have also industrial applications of MEMS and sensors. We've got virtual reality, augmented reality. We've got some really, really diverse spectrum. So it's going to be medical applications. The only thing we don't have is an actual like automobile, but it's going to be very engaging. We're actually in the process of deciding who will be in the tech showcase, and we'll be making an announcement about that in the next week.
I also really like the elevator pitch sessions. Now, tell my audience more about that part of the Congress.
Thank you. So this is our second year doing the elevator pitch session, and we learned a lot from last year in that what we needed to do was tighten up. We needed to give people coaches. The elevator pitch companies actually will be chosen in the next day or so. We'll be announcing that very soon, too. And we're going to give them more structure, like structured, we're calling it pitch coaching. So each of the companies that are chosen are going to have a coach that's going to help them prepare for their 5 minutes of fame in front of the audience. And then we'll also have judges who will give them feedback and determine a winner. And this year we're actually going to figure out who the finalist is, and the winner will get a grant from our partner, Rogue Valley Microsystems, and Sustainable Valley Technology Group, they're giving a grant verse that is valued at $160,000. This is really exciting. We're going to professionalize it a bit more, give them some coaching, and then I think it's exciting. Again, we've got so many applicants. It's really going to be tough for us.
Okay, Karen, so what kind of cool speakers do you have lined up for this year? Now, I know you have a one-and-done rule, right? So that means you have all new speakers this year?
Absolutely, all brand new. And we did something totally radically new this year, which is we did a call for papers. We cast a net even further afield than we typically do. And so we've got folks from VTT in Finland who's going to talk about new sensing technology for environmental applications. It's a MEMS microspectrometer. And this is something that honestly is sort of far afield. It's new, but it's being commercialized, and it's something that our speaker selection committee, which is also a new aspect we've included this year, is a speaker selection committee. It's something that they chose because they felt that the audience would really benefit in the knowledge provided. We have a fantastic speaker on security with relation to IoT, machine-to-machine, sensors and wireless. Security is really critical. So we've got the CTO, Nat Kube of WorldTech, who is going to be with us. Oh, and then we have a really great guy from GE Healthcare talking about using MEMS for healthcare products and specifically MRIs. So it's going to be really different. And then we have a healthcare panel with some great folks. It's going to be moderated by my friend and colleague, Mark Winter. We also have two phenomenal keynotes. Again, I will say, last year we had the CTO of GlobalFoundries. This year we have the Director of Corporate Development at TSMC. So that's going to be really exciting. George Liu will do our keynote on the next big thing. And TSMC, for those of you in the audience that don't know, is either the or almost one of the top manufacturers and foundries in the semiconductor MEMS IC space. So it's sort of like when TSMC talks, everybody listens. That's the real deal. And then we're doing something really unique with our closing keynote. It's going to be from a gentleman by the name of Francis Guillard. And he is a professor at Harvard who also has created this expertise in what he calls co-creation. So everybody hears about innovation and partnership and all these things. He really talks about how we need to get to a trillion sensors. MEMS engineers have to become ecosystem co-creators. So he's going to talk a lot about this, how it relates in other industries, how it's worked successfully with clients that he's worked with through Harvard, and I think it's going to be kind of brain food, and it's our closing keynote, and I think it'll lead us really nicely in for people walking in the aisle saying, I never thought of that. That's brilliant. Those kinds of things. So I'm really excited to hear what Francis has. And then lastly, the closing part of the conference is something I love. For a second year, we're doing our MEMSies Awards. So this is awarding and celebrating the innovation within MEMS and sensors. And so actually, we just launched our poll. So we've asked our colleagues to vote for the best in innovation in several categories, including Entrepreneur of the Year, Leader of the Year, CEO of the Year, Company of the Year, Device Manufacturer of the Year. So we've got some really fun categories that I'm really proud of to celebrate. You know, it's our 10-year anniversary, so we're going to be incorporating a lot of great ways to celebrate our 10 years. And actually, I have something I've been working on. It's a little secret surprise that I will be sharing with the audience in my opening presentation on the morning of November 6th. So I hope folks get there early in a front seat because it's going to be something exciting.
I love it. I will be there front and center. So, Karen, are we still going golfing this year? And on a follow-up question, what do the parties look like, most importantly?
Oh, you're cute. Yes, the social thing. Very important to talk about the social. So, yes, we will be golfing. I'm hoping that that information is on our website as the social aspects. We will be golfing. We will be at the Camelback Resort and Spa in Scottsdale. It's so beautiful. And then the social stuff, we're doing actually something really new. It's called a MIG New Member Soiree. So this wouldn't apply to you because you've been around. Sorry. But for members who have joined MEMS Industry Group in the past year, we are doing a Welcome to MIG in person, where we'll have featured speakers from our governing council. I'll say a few words. I'll introduce the MIG staff who are there with me. And it's a way to celebrate our new members and get them to get to know each other a little bit, especially if this is their first time at the Executive Congress. It can be overwhelming. So it's sort of like for freshmen, they have that orientation. That's sort of like what we're doing, but it's in an hour. And then we, of course, have a cocktail party that starts the event off on the evening of the 5th of November. The night of November 6th, we're going to have a fantastic cowboy barbecue. And then we always have the post-dinner networking cocktail party that's sponsored by Coventer. And that is something I know I've seen you there.
Oh, yes.
That will carry us into the wee hours of the night. Those are some really fun things to look forward to. And I just mentioned our first sponsor, Coventer, but we have some amazing sponsors this year, new sponsors. But what I'm really proud of is that we have EV Group has been our platinum top-tier sponsor for every year that we've done the Executive Congress, as well as SPTS. They've been our top-tier sponsors. LAM is a new sponsor this year. They're at the gold level. We've got Analog Devices in Freescale at silver, Applied Materials in XFAB at bronze level. We're so honored to have these guys year after year sponsor us, because if we didn't have our sponsors, honestly, it would be a more expensive event. They help underwrite the event so that we can make it as amazing as possible.
I think it's going to be a great event as always. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Karen. It is always wonderful to have you on Fish Fry.
You are so welcome, Amelia, and I can't wait for our big hugs when we see each other in a few weeks.
Pop quiz time. What is electrically aware design? Okay, you in the back. Is it when we put one of those little green LEDs to make us aware the circuit has power? No, but clever answer. No, what I'm talking about here is much deeper than that. We're talking about electrical properties of our design layout. Stuff like parasitic resistance and capacitance. Now, what if your design tools already knew, hey, this power plane over here, ain't gonna work. Or, yo, there is some serious parasitic resistance going on these traces. Come on. What if your design tools were aware of the electrical challenges of your design? Now, wouldn't that make your layout life a whole lot easier? It would. Well, if this sounds like a struggle you have had or might have in the future, you should check out one of our newest episodes of Chalk Talk entitled, What is Electrically Aware Design? In this episode, John Stabenow from Cadence and I chat about electrically aware design with Cadence's Virtuoso. You can check out this episode right this very instant by heading on over to YouTube, keyword EE Journal, by clicking the link below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page on eejournal.com, or by heading on over to the on-demand section on eejournal.com. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if Google Plus is your thing, well, I'm sorry. No, you can also join our circle on Google Plus. We also have that YouTube channel I mentioned earlier, full of all kinds of techie videos, our very own Chalk Talk webcast series, and our video series called On the Scene. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can also grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or perhaps the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of October 10th, 2014, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.